Blog Talk Radio.
To mute conference participants, press 1. To mute conference participants in lecture mode, press 2. To unmute conference participants, press 3. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Good evening, and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Miguel Edmond. We are so very excited that you chose to spend your Sunday evening with us. We're looking to having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord right along with us. And right now, we're going to ask the Evangelist Sheila Hameen to lead us in our opening prayer.
Muted.
Amen. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord God, we come before you right now with a humble heart. Lord, we ask, God, that you will look upon us and be compassionate toward us, O Lord. Forgive our sins, O Lord, and blot out our transgressions. Lord, while we're praying this prayer, search our hearts, O God, and whatever is not right, anything that you're not pleased with, O Lord, we ask that you'll take it away, remove it in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, bless us during this broadcast. Send your anointing, Lord God, and speak to us. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Speak to our minds. Move throughout the broadcast, Lord. Let somebody be blessed tonight. Let somebody hear your word, oh God, and take faith and believe you, Lord. Let somebody hear your word, oh God, and make a change in their life. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, forgive sins and take away the transgressions. Save souls tonight, Lord. Deliver those who are bound. Oh my God, set the captives free in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the glory of God be revealed. Lord, speak to our hearts and speak to our minds. We're down here waiting on you, Lord, and we need you to move in a mighty way. Oh, Lord God, touch, heal, deliver, and make whole tonight. Encourage those who are discouraged. Lord God, lift heavy burdens in the name of Jesus. Do yes. Wonders in our midst, Lord. We bring all of our troubles to you, all of our problems. We lay them down before you, my God, knowing that your word is true, and we take you at your word. We cast all our cares on you because we know, Lord, you care for us. Oh, my Lord, visit us during this broadcast. Visit everyone who is listening in tonight, and let a special blessing come upon them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we believe you. And we're taking you at your word. We pray a special prayer for Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Lord. Go into the hospital room and visit her, Lord. Lay your hand upon her. Touch her and heal her body. Raise her up, my God, and help her to do your will. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, remember those who are on the prayer list. Lord, touch them. Give them the desires of their heart and whatever their prayer request is, Lord, let it be done unto them and let it be done according to your will in the name of Jesus. We believe it and we count it as done. And, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We praise you, Lord, for you are worthy of all praises. Oh, God, we honor you. For all that you've done, Lord God, we cannot repay you, Lord. We don't deserve your grace or your mercy, but we thank you, Lord, for being so gracious and so merciful toward us. We thank you for giving us another opportunity to call upon your name. Oh, God, we thank you for this ministry tonight. We ask that you will bless the Gospel Truth Ministry, Lord, in a special way and a powerful way. Let this ministry reach all around the world. Oh, my God, where souls that don't know you can get to know you. We believe it, Lord, and we thank you. Oh, God, we ask these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the prayer coming to Evangelist Amin. And at this time, we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to go ahead on and put the word of God.
Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah.
Message. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear.
Praise God. At this time, we're going to put the word of God on.
We might be having technical difficulty. Praise the Lord.
Here with you back for May Edmund tonight.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank God for this opportunity and for this radio broadcast.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day.
Yeah.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Praise the Lord.
To mute conference participants, press 1. To mute conference participants in lecture mode, press 2. To unmute conference participants, press 3. All participants are muted. Unmuted.
Praise God. Thank God. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear.
Praise the Lord.
Continue to listen to the word of God. We thank God that God has been good to us and he's blessed and kept us. Also, we would like to acknowledge Marjorie Brown Vine for her prayers. Marjorie, if you're listening tonight, we have not forgotten about you, but we're kept praying for you, and we know that God is a healer. We want you to continue to look to the Lord and continue to pray. We thank God also for Mother Gaines in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're yet praying for you and all the others that are on the prayer list. And at this time, we're going to go into a word of prayer just briefly because we want the preacher to bring the word of God. So whatever it is that you want the Lord to do for you tonight, God is able to do it. We want you to believe God for whatever it is that you need tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you once again asking that you would look down upon us, Lord. Oh, God, we want you to stretch out thy mighty hand, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we want you to send our words tonight and morning. Lord God, move, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on every heart and soul, Lord, under the sound of our voice, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want you to touch, heal, and deliver, Lord. Oh, God, we want you to open up the windows of heaven, Lord, and pour them out a blessing in the name of Jesus. Look on your people everywhere, Lord. Oh, God, strengthen and encourage us, Lord. Lead us and guide us. Go with us and stand by us. Lord God, keep us in your will. Keep us with a mind to do your will. And Lord God, we want your will to be done in our lives. Lord God, you have thine eternal way. Oh, Father, let your will be done, Lord. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We thank God for the prayer.
Amen.
I'm going to give it over into the hand. I'll be back. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless all of our radio listeners. I'm happy to come to you once again live. We're right here in the studio. We want you to keep your station tuned in for the Gospel Truth broadcast. Praise God. We're going to go into the Word of God from the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter. We want you to notice with us the 12th chapter and begin with the first verse. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, that be weary and faint in your mind. Okay, so I'm going to stop right there. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Turn your attention to Jesus, the Son of God. Because we are living in times where people are turning their attention to the pastor. They're turning their attention to the overseer.
Yes, they are.
They're turning their attention to the lay members. They're turning their attention to the deacons.
Yes.
But I want you to know it's time to turn your attention to Jesus.
To Jesus.
Because Jesus let the record on board.
Yes, he did.
It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. You see, we are encompassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, a large mass of witnesses that have gone on before. We look at the old patriarchs. We look at Moses, Isaac, and Jacob. We look at Abraham, and we see the great things that they have come through. The great faith that they have executed in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We look to Jesus, who is the ultimate example.
Yes.
The one that gave his life on Calvary's cross. And for this reason, seeing that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, and I believe a witness is one who can attest to.
Yes.
A witness is one who has had a personal experience, who can testify or give back or evidence.
Yes.
And I believe Jesus, he is a witness. He walks with us down here. And he let us know that we can live right.
Yes.
And we can walk uprightly before him, speaking the truth in our hearts. Jesus is the greatest example that a man could ever have known.
Amen.
The Bible says, looking up to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, he endured, he tolerated, he bore the pain, he underwent the pain, he tolerated, he held out. Even though he was being persecuted, he was being ridiculed, he was being lied on, they sat upon him, they pierced him in the side, and they put a crown of thorns upon his head. What Jesus put up with it, he held out. I said he
Enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash. If you do not know your PIN, thank you.
Great.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God. And Brother Tyrone, if you're still on.
Yeah, I'm still on.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord that you was able to get on and hear the word of God. And I hope that you have received something from the message on tonight. And I want to encourage you to keep looking to the Lord, because he is our help and he can work things out and make everything all right. So you be encouraged, and I look forward to talking to you once again in the near future. Okay, you take care.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Great Lord. Sister Cheryl, if you're still on the line, God bless you. Sister Cheryl, so Lord, we thank the Lord for everyone that was on the line tonight. We know that God is able, and we know that
muted.
There was some situations going
on. To mute conference participants, press 1. To mute conference participants in lecture mode, press 2. To unmute conference participants, press 3. All participants are unmuted.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the word of God, and I'm glad that Brother Tyrone was able to get
the Lord
tonight. And in the situation that he's in, he was unable to mute his phone because it wasn't his phone. But
praise the Lord.
Praise God. I don't know what's going on.
He may have to unmute, but I thank God for the word.
Unmuted.
Thank the Lord for the gospel truth broadcast. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that word of God was powerful. It was anointed. And she was encouraging us in that message to look to Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise the Lord. And we need to look to the Lord even more now than ever before, because we are going through down here. It's a lot of things happening all around us. But if we just look to Jesus, if we put everything in the hands of the Lord, he will carry us through. The Lord will take care of us. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed that powerful message coming through Evangelist May, even though it was from in the past, it's brought to the future. Amen. With the same power, with the same anointing, and the same effectiveness. So I encourage you to take the word of God in and apply it to your own life. Amen. And again, I thank God for the Gospel Truth broadcast. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for just blessing us. And at this time, I think we may be having some issues with the sound. But if you can hear me, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. I can hear you. I can hear you. So we thank the Lord for the remarks coming through Vandis Amin. And at this time, Vandis Khadija and Vandis Cynthia, we will have remarks from you.
Praise God. Thank God for such a blessing. Beautiful message on this. Amen. One of my favorite scriptures, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. He that hath begun a great work in you is able to complete the work.
Oh, amen. Yeah. He's able to finish. Amen. And I just thank God for that word. Such a beautiful message. I tell you, this is the message of the time. Amen. We have to look to Jesus. People are turning to the left, to the right. They're looking behind them. Amen.
Yeah.
But if we keep looking to Jesus, amen, he'll bring us out all right.
Amen.
Amen. I encourage you and you to take the word of God in. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell. And when she began to read the scriptures, that's what I thought about. Evangelist Cynthia preached. I remember being young
and hearing her preach that say a similar message, encouraging us in advance, New Girls, encouraging us to look to Jesus. You know, man can't save us, flesh can't deliver us when we're being tested and tried. Nobody else can help us except for Jesus. And I thought about him being the author and the finisher of our faith, and just about that word author. It's someone who like creates a written work, and Jesus, he started it. He authored our faith, and he's going to complete it, like Evangelist Cynthia said. He will finish the work that he started. I enjoy the word of God. Want to say to Evangelist Mirabelle, keep preaching the word of God. Be encouraged.
Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Well, if not, we thank the Lord for the remarks coming to our evangelist, and I thank the Lord for Brother Tyrone being on the line. As I first stated, I don't know if he heard me, but I thank the Lord for him being on the line. He needed to hear that, word, because, you know, see, people are in situations and they're going through things down here. Praise the Lord. And he needed to hear that word. So he was able to hear it, thank God, even though he's tuition, but he was able to hear the word, and we thank God for everything. And at this time, if there's no more, we're going to close it out, and we look forward to being back again on Tuesday night, if it's the Lord's will. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all that he has done, and I'm asking for your prayers to continue to pray for the Gospel Truth broadcast. God bless you.